Look what they did. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity. See, we show up every Sunday. We come and we have our worship time. In this church, it was every day. They were breaking bread, they were praying, they were learning. It was a very intentional, you talk about intentionality. This was an intentional group of people.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is part two of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching entitled, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. Now, from the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much, Kurt. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I mentioned yesterday, part one, that this would be part two, and that's true, but it's not the end. We're going to have, as Kurt mentioned, five parts. We'll go into the rest of it next week. But we're continuing this series, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding, and it's a story from Scripture that really takes you back to the first century church, and we learn from these people how they pursued the dream that was placed in their life by God. Very powerful. And we're going to get to that teaching in just a moment. Before we do, I need to mention, we just started really mentioning it yesterday about our upcoming fall. I can't believe it. The fall is almost here. Our fall series, the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. It's really a date night experience. We've set it up to be a lot of fun and very practical. And we're coming to Michigan. We, my wife and I and our team, Midland, love Midland, going to be in Midland on October 13th, Friday night. Then Sunday night in Jackson at the Jackson Nazarene Church, Sunday night the 15th. In Albuquerque on Friday the 27th, over half sold, by the way. We're selling out fast, New Mexico. Arizona and Glendale and Chandler, you too. You guys were really have a run on sales. We're looking forward to a great night in Glendale on November 3, Chandler November 5, and then wrapping up in Tucson at Faith Community Church, great place, on Friday night, November 10th. Tickets available. Come on out. Bring some couples with you. Make it an opportunity to minister and have fun. Enjoy the evening. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. It's under the events tab. It's all there for you, all the information, and get signed up. Okay, you ready? Let's go to the teaching studio and continue.
Here's another thing they did in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. Just a couple verses later, look what they did. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity. Here's a second principle that we can use when it comes to pursuing a dream and working with people. I'm trying to make this a practical application of when you're working with people, the church was intentional on a daily basis. See, we show up every Sunday. We come and we have our worship time. In this church, it was every day. Every day they were going from home to house. They were breaking bread. They were praying. They were learning. It was a very intentional, you talk about intentionality. This was an intentional group of people. And they were focused on doing this on a daily basis. And you know, we teach at Intentional Living how we need to turn actions into habits, right? You think about the things that you could do on a daily basis when it comes to relationships or a dream that you're pursuing that would make a difference. And that's the point of this. The point is to develop a few key daily habits for your life. That's intentional living. I was thinking about, isn't there a rhythm and a rhyme to life? I was talking to Donna the other morning. We were walking and we'd just gotten up and gone out for a walk. And I was thinking, isn't it kind of an interesting thing that human beings, you know, we sleep. It's kind of a strange thought, isn't it? We lay down and close our eyes and go into this unconscious state for 8 hours. And then we're awake and then we eat at certain times and we do things. God has ordained the seasons, and you look at how the seasons flow. And we go from, you know, winter to spring to summer to fall. There's a rhythm that God has placed into his creation. We had the quails in our backyard, and the mama quail decided to lay all of her 17 eggs in Donna's brand new flower pot right outside the sliding glass door. And so for those 21 or 25 days that she sat on those eggs and let us come out, you know, right by her and watch her, and then to watch those eggs become life, and then to see her trying to coax those little tiny, within one day, coaxing those little, you ever seen those little tiny quail? Getting those little babies out of that, down onto the ground. She would jump up, and then she would jump down, and then she'd come back up, and then she'd push one out. And then she'd jump down, kind of like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And then they all ran away, and it was gone. And I thought, that's a rhythm of life. This is the way God has ordained things to occur. And we see here that if we want to be successful, and that's true here in this ministry, it's true in our health and our life and our family and our marriage, we don't do these big things. It's the little things that we do every day. In the first century church, they went from home to home and they broke bread and they prayed and they learned. And this was that's a genius business plan. Just imagine in this place every day, if we're praying for those that are listening, if every day here we're encouraging each other, just imagine what difference it would make if we every day would be doing the things that we do from time to time, right? Those things that make a significant difference in our life. You know, in my book, The Power of One Thing, I talked about the ant. And as you know, the ant is sort of the mascot of intentional living. In fact, he sits right up there. I think Ray Dean got that for us and put that up on the shelf. In Proverbs 6, where we see the scripture that says, consider the ant. It doesn't labor. It doesn't worry. It just does its work. Every day, there's something about being ant-like. That's why that picture of the ant is so symbolic of how God intends for us to live our lives in relationship and pursuing a dream. Success at anything is a little bit over an extended period of time. It's not one big thing, see? And God knew that in the development of the church, that he would take these men, and from there, there'd be 3,000, 5,000, then a worldwide outreach. But it began on a daily basis, every day. It wasn't, let's have a great big convention, you know. Let's not have our annual convention of Christians. And then it was every day. And there's something about that in pursuing a dream or having whatever it is that God has for you. If you do it on a daily basis, it'll make a huge difference. So we see here in Acts 2:46 to develop a few key habits. The second half of that verse, it says, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. You know, here's something that is hard for me, but I think it's a biblical truth, is that the church kept life simple.
In a moment, Dr. Randy Carlson continues today's teaching, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. Find out more about the series and how you can receive a copy of this complete teaching or all the teachings for the entire month at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4.
Give me a minute and I'll help you refocus your focus.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, our intentional counselor and coach.
You know, in all my years of counseling, I have found that externally focused people are healthier. They're happier than those who are internally focused. Everywhere Jesus went, he gave love away. Many of the lives he touched were people who had very little to give. But for Christ, it was all about what he could give to them. What would happen if our love for God grew into such a passion that all that we have and all that we are caused us to bring the love of Christ to all of those around us? Find one thing that you can do today to be externally focused. Maybe just share a kind word with someone who is discouraged. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
For me, it's just a constant reminder every time I look at it that God is with me and he loves me.
Scripture verses and encouraging words. Every day you'll be reminded that you belong to God as a child of God. With your gift today, we'll send you the beautiful new 2018 calendar from Intentional Living as our gift.
They're always asking where I got my calendar because the pictures and verses of Scripture are so captivating.
The calendar starts in September of this year, so you can begin using it right away. You belong here is the title of the new 2018 16-month calendar, and it can be yours. Go to theintentionallife.com to give your gift today to Intentional Living.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you heard on the radio today, but all sessions for this entire study. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Now let's get back to Dr. Andy as he continues today's teaching.
You know, here's something that is hard for me, but I think it's a biblical truth, is that the church kept life simple. You know, and the reality is, we tend to move from simplicity to complexity. That's true in everything that we do. You ever notice that? You start out with a simple idea, you start out with a simple issue, and before you know it, you got this complex problem that you're trying to work on. I was thinking about Family Life Radio. 50 years ago, when Family Life Radio began, and we have the picture there in the lobby to look at, you see that picture of a little control board going to one little transmitter. It doesn't get any simpler than that. Probably anybody in this room could have wired that up and made it work. You know, it was like with kids when we'd put stuff together. That was simple. But over time, things get more complex. You got computers and you've got satellites and you have systems. And what happens so often in the dreams that God can place in our life, and it could happen in the church, is that instead of keeping it simple, we want to make it complex. The gospel is not complex. It's understood. The people don't agree with it, or they don't embrace it, but it's not complex to understand that all men have sinned and we need a Savior. Christ came and died for us, and as a result of that, we can have eternal life. That's a pretty straightforward message. Sometimes we try to make things too complicated. I was thinking about technology, so I was looking online, doing a little research, talking about how we get these devices and you all carry them, right? You know, there's Oh, even handling one. He's reading his Bible on one. So, you know, we carry them around. We live with these things, don't we? It says now, according to research, that the average person uses electronic devices 8 hours and 41 minutes a day. 40% of smartphone users check their phones in the middle of the night if they wake up. I see some reflection. Yeah, I do that. Isn't that kind of normal? More time is spent checking emails than eating when you get up in the morning. And sleep experts, of course, are warning that this behavior is causing a problem. So here's something that's supposed to make our life easier, right? And yet we tend to take things that are simple, and we make them complex. I do that. Well, we talk about that in the ministry here. As we do planning, one of the things we're looking at is how can we make what we do simpler? Why do we have to make it so complex? Are there ways of fulfilling a mission and vision? Is there ways of, in your family, seeing a problem and solving it? You know, going from point A to point B without having to go all the way around the block. Just go right to the issue and getting it resolved. And as I was thinking of the point for us in our lives and our visions and our dreams and so on, is the greatest joy will be in the simple things in life. Isn't that true? I get my greatest joy when I see my grandkids. I get my greatest joy when I see someone come to Christ. Get my greatest joy in just, frankly, being with you all and doing something like teaching. It's not in the complex stuffs of life. And we get in such a hurry. And yet the church, the first century church, these people, it says, in simplicity and gladness of heart, they went from home to home, broke the bread, prayed together, trusted Christ. Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound like when you think about how we make all everything we do so complex today? And keeping it simple.
We're live back here in our Intentional Living studio. Day two on the topic of pursuing a dream worth finding. Tomorrow I'm going to pick up right from there in the book of Acts, the early church. And we're going to talk about the realities of whatever dream you have. You're going to face opposition. You're going to face opposition. It could be internal, by the way. It may be within your own family. Yeah, it might come from employees or it might come from the community, but you're going to face opposition, whatever the dream might be in your life. And we'll talk about that. You know, every day we try to provide help, much encouragement from Scripture, practical application of the principles of living intentionally in Christ. And monthly members, those who are part of the membership team, you receive all of this teaching automatically. If you're not a member, come and join us today, and you'll start receiving my lessons every month. And we've got several other CDs we're sending as well, but this is a way to get started. Come and join us today, please. Be a part of this. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And be a part of the family. Thank you for joining us here at Intentional Living.
Today's program with being intentional about decision-making is sometimes you don't have a clear answer what is right or wrong, but you go with what you know to be, I think, most true to yourself. You know, we just kind of went with our basic foundation of what we believed family is and what our intention was in terms of being a family.
Hi, I wanted to share with you what it means to have intentional living for me. My daughter has a friend who is 16, and he has been battling Hodgkin's lymphoma for the past year. This is an example of a boy who loves the Lord, who loves his family. If we put ourselves in his position of recognizing that, you know, this life is not promised to us, if we looked at every day as though it truly could be our last, we might change the way that we spend our time and spend time with our family.
Dr. Randy Carlson here from the Intentional Living Center, where your stories are always welcomed and appreciated. We'd love to hear what God is doing in your life. As you call 888-888-1717 is that telephone number. If you have a question for me, you can call the number as well. Hey, you know, on the line, John Croyle standing by. John was a former defensive end for the University of Alabama, 1973 National Championship football team, led by the legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant. And when he was only, well, let him tell a story. At 19, God really gave him a dream. And he had a choice to make. Is he going to pursue football or is he going to pursue a dream? And I think intentional living is all about what is it that God has placed in your heart as a love for him, as you're immersed in your relationship with him and love for him. Is he placed a dream in your life? Let's hear John. John, welcome to Intentional Living, my friend.
I've been looking forward to this. Thanks for working me in. I've been listening to you talk. I guess since I'm from Alabama, we're going to have an interpreter so your listeners can understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll have a couple interpreters standing by to stay very scriptural here. Hey, John, tell us a little bit about that. Take us back to when you're 19, 20 years old, and God's, you know, you got this football thing going on, which is a heady experience, I'm sure, but then God's placing another kind of dream in your heart as well.
You know, I tell people all the time, Coach Bryant was obviously very well-respected and successful, and we lost one regular season game in 3 years, so winning was just understood.
Now, why did you lose that one game?
We lost by 1 point. My roommate couldn't count. That's the bottom line. He had to block the number two guy, and he blocked the number three guy. And they blocked a punt, and they won the game 17-16.
Well, that shows we're all imperfect.
For a month. But anyway, back to before every ball game, Coach Bryant would say, there's going to be four or five plays that will determine the outcome of this ball game. Either you're going to be the hero or the GOAT. But rest assured, those plays are coming. And for every listener, and you and me, we can point out those four or five plays that made us the men or women that we are now.
Right.
Whether they're negative or positive, they did change the direction of our lives. And for me, I met a little boy from the streets of Orleans whose mother was a prostitute. And I was 19 years old working at just a little summer camp. And this little boy was his mom's business manager. He would handle her money, and then he'd say, Mama, I got the money, and then that man would go in and have a relationship with his mom. And I told that little boy, hey, you become a Christian. He came back the following year and told me word for word what I had taught him the summer before, and click. There's the play. I just realized I've been given a gift. So I knew at 19 what God called me to do. I wanted to do it, and I knew why he put me on earth. And that's it. Mm. And so there's that play that changed the direction of my life. And so now we've raised almost 2,000 children over the last 40 years. And our first kid's 57. So we've been doing this forever.
Now, when you go back, though, at 19, that was, you know, that click, that moment in time where you knew this is why I'm on the planet. We got people today who are 58 years old or 60 years old, and they're still trying to find out, why in the world am I on this planet? You know, why am I here? I know God. I go to church, and I'm a Christian, and I'm not a bad person, and I'm doing kind of good things. But I don't have that kind of passion that I hear John or Randy or others speak of why they're here. Is that an emotional thing? Is that a personality thing? Or is that just a deep understanding of God's presence in your life?
I really truly believe that when you make an emotionally based decision, it is going to be short-lived, and it will very rarely, if ever, bear fruit. Emotion does not run the train. I think you have to know deep in the core your priority, your purpose, and your passion. If you stop and think about it, you get those three right, then the emotion will come.
Yeah.
I've never seen a train push by a caboose. And then you got your fact, faith, and feeling, or priority, purpose, and passion. And I truly believe there's people listening to me right now that, man, that's what I wanted to do when I was younger, but I got married, had a family, whatever. You know, pick any reason why they didn't do it. It is never too late to get back on the interstate you're supposed to be on. We've all, at one time or another, gone down the interstate and gotten off on the wrong exit. Maturity is not only getting back on the right track, but getting back quickly. Mm-hmm. The more mature, the quicker you recover. And for some of us, we spent 20 years doing the wrong things. And that's not only just sin. I'm talking about doing the wrong things where God didn't call us to go. He never called me to do a radio show. He just called me to go love children. He didn't call you to move out in the woods and start a home for kids. Mm-hmm. We've all got our calling. It's just a matter of answering and then being committed to it. And, you know, it's not just, hey, this sounds like a good thing. I'll do this for a couple of months. God doesn't call you to monthly installments. He wants your whole life.
Absolutely.
And there's folks listening to you and me right now that, man, I really wished I could have A, B, C, or D. It's never too late to get back on the right road.
Absolutely. John Croyle is my guest here. Hold on, John. I want to talk a little further about this thing of living intentionally, about your journey and where you have been. By the way, John is the founder of Big Oak Ranch. I want to hear a little bit about that. But maybe you, as you listen today, you think about the passion of your life. And right now, the passion is to raise those kids. I mean, that's where God has placed you, in the home. Right now, that's the passion. Really be fully immersed in where God has placed you. Everyone is different, like John said. I mean, you may not be called to start a youth ranch or do radio or do ministry or, frankly, be involved in some, quote, big thing. You know, the thing you have right in front of you is a big thing. Your family, your kids, your community, whatever it is that God's called you to, we are commanded not to only be hearers of the word, but doers also. That's part of living an intentional life.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm on the road all day because I drive. And I asked the living God to please put somebody in my path that genuinely could use some help and that I give me the strength to help them. And I try to keep $5 bills for people on the street that I can buy them something at McDonald's or do something with it, or even give them the money and pray with them and let them specifically know that the reason that I am doing this is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes I ask if I can pray with them, but clearly when you go up to somebody in need and you look at them and you shake their hand and you offer them some help in the name of Christ, believe me, it'll come back tenfold. And I pray that God blesses this message and blesses you guys today. Thank you.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Thanks, Kurt. Listen, we got something very exciting, brand new. I have it in my hands. I want to get it to you. We have it at home. I took one home for my wife. It's a brand new 16-month calendar. Starts this September, goes through all of 2018. It's called You Belong Here. And I'll tell you why we said that, because every month is a photograph, absolutely gorgeous, colorful photograph of a door, seasonal-wise and otherwise. And I think you can actually see some kind of little samples of it online if you want to take a look at theintentionallife.com. We put this together. Every year goes out to all of our friends that are standing with us in support. And your gift right now, we'll kind of release one of these so we can send it to you to say thank you. Your support goes to the ministry, and the calendar will be a blessing to you. Or come and join us in monthly support right now. And I want you to know your support is appreciated a whole lot. $1 a day, $30 in a month, as an example. What a help that'll be. We need your support so we can close out 2017 strong, your ongoing support. Go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Iris. I'm closing up a career on 24 years in the military. I just went on terminal leave on the 23rd of September, and I just wanted to say I'm listening to the show, and you know, I think that God has a purpose for my life here. I'm passionate about what I'm about to do next. I'm still looking for what that thing is, but I believe that it was just, you know, divine providence that I was able to leave the service when I did. And now I'm here and I'm available to God 100%. And that's my passion right now. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Bye-bye.
There you go. Taking it step by step. And God always has something new and fresh in our lives if we're open to it. And I just did a teaching with the staff on a topic about transition. I'm doing a series right now on transitions in life and how to deal with transitions. It'll air in a few months down the road. But to be available, just to keep your heart and mind open to what God has for you. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about internal and external opposition, those forces, those resisting forces that are there to try to hold you back from pursuing that dream. And we're going to hear a little more from John Croyle as well. So I hope you'll join us for tomorrow's program. By the way, if you have a comment on this, about pursuing a dream, how you're pursuing a dream, what God's teaching you, I'd love to hear it. Really would. Would you call and share it with me? Call 888-888-1717. Leave it on our comment storyline, okay? 888-888-1717. When you're at the website, by the way, a reminder, as you join the ministry, thank you for supporting the ministry. And the teaching is yours as you become a monthly member. TheIntentionalLife.com. See you tomorrow.